Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. River Action will commemorate the 185th anniversary of the signing of the Black Hawk Purchase Treaty on September 24th at the LeClaire House, Davenport. In 1832, after a three-week negotiation, the signing took place on September 21st. 1,000 Sauk, Fox, and Ho-Chunk Indians spread out over the signing grounds from River Heritage Park's riverfront to the treaty signing ceremonial table at 5th and Farnham Streets. The treaty surrendered 6.5 million acres of tall grass prairie 50 miles into the interior of Iowa. This marked the arrival of the first legal land grant program ever operated by the U.S. government west of the Mississippi River and north of the Missouri line. It took place 3 weeks after the capture of Black Hawk and the end of the Black Hawk War. According to historian Henry Sabin, rough trappers and traders mingled with Indians dressed in their brightest colors and finest white deerskins. And not to be outdone, the soldiers at Fort Armstrong donned their dress uniforms, which glittered in the afternoon sun. The steamboat Adventurer stopped to let passengers off to observe the festivities. In 1832, the Michigan Territory had 50,000 settlers. 7 years later, there were 50,000 new homesteaders. Cincinnati lost half its population. 200,000 foreign immigrants relocated to frontier Iowa. Railroad cars from Chicago carried 12,000 passengers in 6 days. Davenport became the Ellis Island of the Midwest. To keep up with the wave of new immigrants, in 1856, Henry Farnham of the Chicago and Rock Island Railroad built the first railroad bridge to cross the Mississippi. River Action's fundraising dinner will be held on the LeClaire Reserve in the home of the Black Hawk Treaty's official U.S. government treaty negotiator, Antoine LeClaire, at 630 East 7th Street, Davenport, September 24th. With seatings at 2 and 5 p.m., it will feature the American Native Coalition and 3rd Iowa Cavalry encampments, live music, Henry Farnham Railroad Builder, Buffalo Bill, firsthand recollections of the treaty signing, continuous showings of the East Meets West documentary of the first bridge, and a play reading by Chuck Astrike. Go to riveraction.org to register.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.